Hello, my name's Pete Adams from SW9 Community Housing, and you're listening to episode 4 of the SW9 podcast. I'm really rather surprised to be doing a fourth episode, so I'd like to say a massive thank you to everyone who's got in touch about the show. You're making me feel famous. The reason we created the podcast is to let you, our residents, know more about the organisation, what we do, and why we do it. However, we're absolutely open to talking to anyone about anything that might be of importance to the community of Stockwell Park, and neighbouring street properties, of course. In this episode, I'll be talking to Matthew Mifsud. He's a local resident, the vice chair of the BRX Residents Association, and also an artist with some very exciting plans. We'll be hearing all about them shortly, but first, here's a roundup of the latest news from Stockwell Park. The SW9 office is now open. We've done all we can to make sure that your visit is as COVID-safe as possible. However, when visiting, please do wear a mask, be aware of social distancing, and follow the guidance. This is for the safety of you, our staff, and the wider community. Parking controls are again in place on Stockwell Park. Please do make sure that your permit is up to date. The RISE programme of community engagement has new opportunities for you and your family all the time. These include assistance with employment, training, and even access to laptops and Wi-Fi data. There are also a variety of ways that you can have your say in the decision-making process of the organisation. To find out more, please visit the Get Involved section of our website. Have you received a survey call recently? If you make a call to our office or send us an email, you might receive a survey asking you about your experiences. This is an automated survey carried out by a company called Bright UK. The results are fed back to our team, allowing us to make sure that we're providing you with a great service. Fly tipping remains an issue on Stockwell Park. This is a criminal offence, and we will pursue offenders. If you have bulk rubbish that needs collection, please contact the office using the details at the end of the show. As I said at the beginning of the show, today I'm speaking to Matthew Mifsud. We had a great chat about his work with the BRX Residents Association, his life as an artist, and his plans for the Brixton Artist Circle. He's much more eloquent than I am on these subjects, so I think it's best if I just start the interview. Hi, Matthew. Welcome to the SW9 podcast.
Hi, Peter. Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming. Now, I know you because you're a local resident and also because you're the vice chair of the BRX Residents Association, which SW9 supports. Before we go any further, can you tell us a little bit about the association?
Yeah, so we're quite a new association, obviously, simply because BRX is not even a year old. Well, it's going to be soon, isn't it? I think next month. So we're relatively new, and I think it was just a combination of things, you know, between people being stuck indoors because of the pandemic and lockdowns. I guess it was very easy for us just to kind of organize something like this and get together as a group of people. As well, you know, we're all kind of similar ages as well, and it helps quite a bit kind of gel different perspectives of life, different walks of life actually as well, that we bring to the association together with the committee as well, mind you. So we've got a very, very engaged subcommittee as well as residents. Everyone has a voice and everyone wants to kind of say their thing, but we all kind of work together to achieve things and work with SW9 as much as possible to our goals, our common goals, let's put it that way.
And how easy did you find it to set up the association?
Oh, super easy. It was very, very, very easy. I think Beth Mitchell kind of started this through just simply having conversations with SW9, especially with Komal, and then kind of it kind of transpired from there. They sent messages that this is going to happen in January. Who wants to kind of nominate themselves? I kind of was nominated by my block to take this on, because aside from being the vice chair, I represent the entirety of Block C as well, since obviously we are the smaller blocks out of the two. So that kind of I give the voice to those parts of the residents, because sometimes, you know, you've got different needs.
However, I understand that being vice chair of a residents association, that isn't exactly your day job.
No, it's not. I mean, honestly, sometimes it can be a full-time job, and it should be a full-time job sometimes. But it's great. We have very grateful residents, and they really understand that this is not our full-time job. And I think because the building is new, there's a lot that still needs to be done. You know, it's still settling in the sense the actual building is still settling in, but also there's a lot of other teething problems that we have to kind of iron out. But it's all well and good, you know. But we've been working with SW9 to kind of iron everything out. It takes time and patience, and everyone is aware of that, which is good. And no, it's not my full-time job. It definitely isn't my full-time job. So I work as a consultant for Adobe, which is a software company specifically in the creative sectors. But I'm also an artist as well, which kind of works together with what I do as a full-time job, but in tech, which is quite interesting for me because it bridges the gap. Well, it brings everything together for me, you know, and I believe technology is just another way to express a creative idea.
So please tell us a little bit about your life as an artist.
Well, my life as an artist. So funnily enough, I mean, if you look at my CV, it's quite strange. I started off as a scientist actually originally. So that kind of was where everything began. And then I decided, nah, I'm not doing any of that anymore. And I decided to become an art director in advertising and film, which kind of took a couple of years. Then a bit of a stint at the Royal National Theatre, and then I think after that is when I really started pushing the art agenda a little bit more. I had a bit of a bad relationship breakup, I think, at one point in my life, which kind of, funnily enough, pushed me into it. It just was the emotional kick I needed in the guts to kind of get me into my arts world a little bit more. And, you know, and then you just start, you find your voice, you find your style, you participate in exhibitions. I was lucky to be in the Royal Academy exhibition in 2018 or 19. I can't remember which one now. After that, I was nominated for an Emerging Artist Award and all this sort of stuff. And now I think after that, it's been very quiet for obvious reasons. And hopefully this year is going to pick up again. So it takes a lot of time. You know, aside from my day-to-day job and now with the association, I do spend time outside of that nurturing it. As they say in life, nothing comes easy. You have to work at it. And it always comes down, how much do you want it? The more you want it, the more you're going to make it happen.
Absolutely. So, I mean, as you said, it's been quite a quiet year for very obvious reasons.
Yes.
But in that year, you've helped to set up the BRX Residents Association. And let's seamlessly link the two now, almost as if we've planned this. Am I right in understanding that due to your work in the association, you've now been working with SW9 to hold an exhibition?
Yes. So I think when SW9 introduced themselves to the residents and explained what they do and what each of their roles are, specifically Command's role is community engagement. There are spaces within the tower which are community spaces to be used for community engagement. And immediately, as soon as she said that, I was like, exhibition, we're doing an exhibition. First and foremost, I'm not going to pretend to lie. For selfish reasons, I've not exhibited in a while and I do want to exhibit. So, yes, but actually, I had an ulterior goal and a bigger goal, so to speak. So, working with Komal, I've set up the BAC, the Brixton Artist Circle. Specifically, I want to bring together South London artists. I mean, I'm not really... Am I restricting it? Not particularly. Am I giving preference to local artists? Yes, I am. Simply because there's other opportunities in London for other artists. So we have to do it this way. I want to do it this way, anyway. It kind of marries a lot of things. I feel like there's a bit of a lack here of an association that kind of brings together creatives. So one side is doing exhibition, one side is producing, creating a community of artists actually working together and being actively in touch as well. But also the other end of it is I want to work with SW9 to create a program, a creative program for 2022 next year to actually engage communities around the idea that you can have a career as a creative. Now that can take many shapes or forms, right? I don't mean it in the sense of just paintings, just doing graphic design. It could be anything, really. And in fact, part of my mission statement as a goal is to reframe the concept of what an artist is. It really should not just be limited to the expectation of what people think it is, which is just paint, paintbrush to canvas, but rather anything that creative you can be like that. Obviously, everyone can call themselves an artist and you're going to get a varying degree of quality and knowledge. But this is where it is. What I've found, the reason why this is very important for me, as someone who has worked in the creative industries for a very long time, across a variety of disciplines, you know, from advertising to film to theater to graphic design to a lot of different things, a lot of different things. I've noticed that the reality is this, you know, I look at my career, okay? The lack of diversity within this space is ridiculous, and it has to do with your upbringing and your background, unfortunately. Because frankly, to get into this industry, the first couple of years, you're basically working for free, breaking your back, and your parents will need to support you. I mean, I was lucky that my parents supported me for 1 year, and then I had to kind of bust tables, do all sorts of odd jobs outside me doing a free placement, trying to kind of get a portfolio going and all of that. So it was a lot of hard work. And this is the reason why you don't get a lot of diversity, because you end up with a lot of white middle-class people because, simply because of their background. And that is not right for me, especially as well, they afford to go to the really prestigious colleges, which are fantastic and they're very good, mind you. So so I think there is a lack of, and also belief, you know, it's easier to tell someone you're going to become a nurse and you've got a sure hit job, you know, you're going to get a job or a doctor, as opposed to you're going to become a creative, which is a very risky industry to be in, let's face it. So for me, I just want to educate and open up that, give people that possibility and chance to train them for free, basically. So at least if they decide that this is something they want to do, they're not starting from scratch, and they get also the head up that other people get in life.
That's really exciting. And
I mean, that's my aspiration. Obviously, it's going to take time for that to happen, but you have to start from somewhere, right?
Absolutely. And what a great way to start. Brilliant that SW9 can be a part of that. So what is the plan for the exhibition itself then, Matthew?
So I think, again, I think starting, given that that is my end goal, I really want to create a community of artists. So there's a couple of things within the art world as well. So as an artist, you're constantly being sent these messages and emails. Oh, exhibit here, do this. But you have to pay like £900 for a 3-meter space. And we'll take 20% commission from the sales unit. And I hate that. I'm like, literally, there is no reason why you should be doing that. Do you know what's funny as well? Is the I've been doing budgets around this, right? Which is W9. I'm not saying this is always going to be free, but I just can't just understand why they're trying to basically make money off artists, and they don't do anything, frankly. They genuinely don't. Basic stuff, advertising, social media stuff to bring footfall. I always ask the question, what are you actually doing for the artists to actually help them sell their work? And how are you going to justify that you deserve the 20% commission? I hate that. They're basically gouging the artist. Someone who has spent time and emotional energy into creating something and you're profiteering from that. And I hate that. So for me, that was also the goal. Gracefully enough, as W9 gave the space for free this time round, I'm not going to say this is going to be the case every time, but I do not want there to be any shape or form that this ends up being profit at all. The proceeds need to go to the artists because they're the ones who spend the money to do this. As well, once I get the community, I was very clear who anyone who is participating, they need to collaborate and they need to contribute to the community. So I will call up on them when we have to do a talk on something, or I need someone to talk about their experience in life. They have to give back to the community. I just want to build that notion. You're not just here exhibiting your work just for yourself. You're part of a community now.
So when and where is the exhibition being held, and who's going to be exhibiting?
Yes, so we have got, the exhibition is going to be, in theory, let's hope, unless there's another lockdown, the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th of July. The 16th is the most important day because that will be the launch and all of the artists will be there. This will be at 7 p.m. At the moment, we're still recruiting artists. I've got a couple of confirmed artists. Aside from myself, I've got Nanel, whose surname is escaping me at the moment. She is also helping me organize this. She's also a resident here at BRX. She comes from a fantastic... She's an architect, so she comes from that background. And she does fantastic, absolutely fantastic work around... it's beautiful kind of location-based, figurative painting, basically. And you can see kind of her architectural influences, the way she's inspired from landscapes and buildings is fantastic. So we've got something which is very kind of real-life, plain air painting, sort of speak. And then we've got other people such as Danny, I know I can't pronounce his surname, so I apologize if he's gonna hear this. But he's also, I love his, an abstract artist, very expressive in his work. And funnily enough, he was a professional dancer before he got into this. And you can see it. You can literally see the energy in his brushstrokes and the movement in his brushstroke. I find it so fascinating that you can kind of reflect itself in the work. So for me, also, it's also so interesting how when you understand a bit more on the artist, their background, how you see the expression of that in their work. Same with me, mind you, because I love minimalism. I've always come from a kind of photography, light shadow kind of approach. My abstract work has a lot of form and composition and really powerful use of negative space. So it's kind of very, I do a very suprematist kind of inspiration and cubism. So what I'm trying to do at the moment, I'm trying to curate. So those are the two confirmed artists. I've got, I had quite a bit of submissions, so I'm still going through the curation of it all, but I just want to make sure I get a good spectrum and a good mix of artists from different backgrounds. I'm just very conscientious about that fact as well. So yeah, I'm very excited about the end result. I think is going to be fantastic. And SW9 has been very supportive around this. You know, they've also introduced a proper hanging system, and hopefully she doesn't hate me for quoting her. Komal really wants this to become a hub for organizing exhibitions going forward in the future. And I think she has set the scene for it to become that. And together, I will drive this forward. You know, I don't let things go. So I'm very passionate. If I care about something, I'm going to make it happen. So for me, if we want to do more exhibitions, we're going to be in a position to do more exhibitions going forward. And the great thing is that this is going to be a tryout. So it's very interesting how much money we're going to spend now. It will just help us understand what sort of things, you know, the more you do something, the more better you're going to become at it. So for us, I want to keep the momentum going and use the space. I just don't like seeing that space sitting empty there. Let's use it to kind of create stuff and put up work up there.
So where is the exhibition actually being held?
So it is held at BRX. It's held at BRX, yeah. So I can't exactly remember the exact number, but is if the BRX entrance is 141, this could be 142 or 143. So literally it's next door. It's part of the tower. So you can't miss it. It's outside of the skate park. We will have signage closer to the day advertising the exhibition.
And so have you got any more exhibitions coming up?
So obviously we're going to see how this gets along. I think that the only issue we have is really hard to plan things at the moment. If this was under normal circumstances, I'd be like, yes, we definitely have a couple of more happening. I do have a goal. My next big one that I really want to organize is, and if anyone's going to be listening to this and is interested in this, definitely get in touch, is around the graffiti art. So I want to do a graffiti artist exhibition. Obviously, this fits perfectly within the area. You know, you've got the skate park, who has some fantastic graffiti art, and even better, the graffiti park further down into Stockwell Park is really lovely, some amazing piece of work. But that's kind of what I want to do. I want to get a couple of boards where graffiti artists, I'm still trying to plan this, I want to do a live component of it where they do the pieces live. And we film it and we do a bit of documentary around it. So I'm still trying to build it and then display the artwork, at the exhibition. So that's one level. And then I would love to do something for Christmas, either a crafts market, and hopefully engage other residents who kind of do crafts, you know, maybe candles or things like that. I don't know. That's one side of it. Or I want to do a print shop. So kind of just focusing solely on prints, you know, and that maybe some Christmas themed cards and stuff like that. So that sort of stuff that kind of would fit well with gifts that you would give around Christmas as well.
That's absolutely brilliant and really exciting that you're planning to expand it out of just an exhibition space into things like the Hall of Fame and the skate park itself. Finally, though, is there anything you'd like to say to SW9 residents?
Just come and support the artists. I think this is the most important thing. This is a community project. Artists need support of the community because their work needs to be seen. If you think about it, a lot of these artists have not had a source of income from the last year. It's not been easy for them as well. And it's very hard as an artist if you don't feel like you always have a place kind of to express and show your work. So having people show up, especially at the launch, I think it will be a really nice, it's one of the first things we're going to be organizing as a community as well. So we'll be get the chance to meet the neighbors in person and kind of hang out with them outside of just the WhatsApp group, you know. So come and support the artists. If you can buy some of the pieces as well, we are not going to be kind of, again, since this is there's not going to be commission involved, it lowers the price quite significantly most of the time. So come and support the artists, especially the artists who are from the BRX building. We've got a couple more we're looking at as well. So yeah, come and support us for the launch of the BAC, the Brixton Artist Circle.
Matthew Mifsud, thank you very much for joining us on the SW9 podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Peter.
I'll speak to you again soon. Thank you again to Matthew for joining us on the SW9 podcast. And just to let you know that due to the extension in national COVID restrictions, the exhibition at BRX has now been moved to the 20th to the 22nd of August. We'll be advertising this closer to the time. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed it or would like to hear more about something that SW9 do, then please do get in touch. Who knows, we may even be able to get you on the show. You can contact us on telephone 0207 326 3700, by email using the address info@sw9.org.uk, or using our website contact us page at www.sw9.org.uk. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn and YouTube. Just search for SW9 Community Housing. We're working to get the show on all the main podcast providers, so if you have the ability to leave us a review or rating, please do. That way, we know what's working for you. Until next time, thanks so much for joining us on the SW9 podcast, and I hope to be back with you soon. Bye-bye.